Hey, any questions for the audience? Y'all guys, come on, get them in. This is very engaging. We going in on over 2 hours and it's really engaging. Any audience questions? Unmute yourself.
There's one question from the chat asking, why is the best bite no bite? I don't know if we covered that.
I'll answer that for Mr. Gypsy. You tell me if I'm wrong, Mr. Gypsy, because it's going to prevent you from some liability. It's going to prevent you possibly from, like Mr. Gypsy said, you don't want to have to hurt anybody. You don't want to have to take nobody's life. It's going to keep your dog out of trouble. So if your dog can prevent, if he prevent your TV from getting stolen, then you don't have to try to recover it.
That's right.
So that's why the best bite is no bite. And in most cases, Mr. Stratton will tell you this, our well-trained dogs will hardly ever in real life get to bite anybody because that's most right. dummies ain't going to challenge. They'll challenge you and that gun before they challenge you and that dog.
Yep. Because, Gypsy, right. I heard you say somewhere one dog is like, what did you say, like two men or something like that?
One man plus one dog equal three men. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, sir. Yep. Mm-hmm. Go into that. Go into that.
You can control three men with one dog if your dog is trained in defense. If your dog is trained, now I'm not talking about cross-trained in prey or little prey, but most trainers in this modern time, all of their training is prey oriented. If that's your basis for training, then your dog gonna pick one guy. It's that same thing I used to do to the police. I'd put Ken McCoy in that blind down there. And once he get there with Ken, he ain't coming back for you because you have taught him prey and apprehension is the most important thing in the world versus your defense. So one dog trained in defense in the hand of a handler that I have trained can handle three men. Because once you see this guy get bit, you don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you can see that I can get him off of him and put him on you, then that third guy certainly don't want none of that smoke.
Is it any type of person that you wouldn't train? Is it a type of person that you wouldn't train a dog for?
Yes. The person that don't listen to me. First thing is when you come here, you're going to pay me all my money up front. So now you have paid to debate with me. And if that's the case, you don't get no dog training. You get debate. But I'm paid.
Okay. Yeah.
If you argue with me, I'm not going to train you or your dog because you're an idiot. Because my most favorite question of all questions in the world is why. Long as you ask me why, I got the answer. So that doesn't bother me. Mm-hmm. But when you just a fool, I'm not going to teach a fool. Mm-hmm. I'm not. Because see, like when you go to Personal Protection Dog Association,
it's kind of like the karate instructors, you know, they don't normally take in bullies and fools because you got to have, they don't want to teach you this art and skill to inflict bodily pain and hurt somebody. And you are already an idiot and you are already out of control.
Yes.
So that's kind of what Gypsy said.
A good lawyer and the good lawyer is going to be money hungry. He's going to be thirsty.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And the good lawyers nowadays are going to ask, it's going to come up because my wife is a legal expert for dog bites. It's going to come up.
Right.
That's right.
Okay. And
Ms. Has your dog been taught to bite? That's going to come up. And the lawyer is going to say, has your dog been taught to bite? You mean you have actually paid money and put time in teaching your dog how to bite? So now your lane is way thin. After you say, yeah, I taught my dog how to bite. I took him to Gypsy to teach him how to bite. Well, the next thing is the lawyer going to want to talk to Mr. Gypsy.
Yeah, the trainer.
Because
yeah.
Mr. Gypsy did not put in the fail safes, the brake job necessary. So Mr. Gypsy, explain to us your program. And if I tell him it's all about the bite, then we all done. Mm-hmm. We are through.
And that comes back to what I said earlier about if you shoot somebody, it's the language afterwards. So now if that lawyer asked me, do my dog bite? No, sir. My dog wasn't taught to bite. My dog was taught to defend and protect.
Thank you.
So it's about the language that we use. Mm-hmm. So yes. You better know the language when you got this dog that you had to train it. And I'm pretty sure Mr. Gypsy as well, once people have worked with him, I'm sure Mr. Gypsy, you have them to sign off a release of liability for yourself. Am I correct?
Yeah. Not only that, because we're now in the 20s, the 2020s, ever since phones was made and ever since what was that video camera? We used to have a video camera that used to use big tape. I would tape the end result. This is what he was taught to do. Tape it.
Mm-hmm.
The Person Protection Dog Association has a title. It is a minimum test for a protection dog. And in it, not only does he have to be courageous and work, but he also has to be told no and to stop biting. He also has to allow people to walk by, even if they got a suit or a sleeve. Even if they're stumbling a little bit, that's not a legal reason for them to be bit. So I'm going to have proof of my training, whereas a lot of guys are not even trying to train. They just are trying to agitate, create a biter.
Mr. Gypsy, can a man get all that done somewhere for $500?
No.
So no. That's your first clue. When you go to a trainer and he tell you he'll do this for $500, that should be your first clue to go somewhere else.
Yes.
There's a lot of time involved, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Time, and it is, and it costs.
Yeah.
I had an electric bill for $600 a month ago. Oh. $600 electric bill. Now, come on.
Yeah, that's crazy. Hey, we got a question from the chat.
Go ahead.
Somebody asked, I guess it's for you, Gypsy. I don't know if I heard you say this, but Jeremiah X, what's up, bro? Why do you say muzzle? Yeah. Why do you say muzzle is the future?
Well, let me first off give Jeremiah X. He is a professional dog trainer, certified through the PPDA.
Mm-hmm.
He is a student of Mega, P. Don Mega, who is a Hall of Fame. And
I saw something on him the other day.
Master dog trainer, also certified PPDA.
Mm-hmm.
So Jeremiah already know this answer, but I want to thank you, Jeremiah, for the question. Tell me that question again, man.
Why
is it the future?
The muzzle is the future.
Because it does not teach a dog to bite and hold. In the muzzle, your dog learns to defend, not to bite and hold. We have to already agree that dogs bite. Grandmama taught you that. Everybody that's on here got a grandmama. Their grandmama told them, baby, don't play with everybody's dogs. Dogs bite. Ain't nobody that come here that didn't get that lesson from grandma. So the muzzle teaches a dog to intercede, to get in the way, to overpower someone who is trying to affect us without teaching him what everybody thinks he needs to learn, and that is to grab a hold of something and never let it go. A dog trained in the muzzle. Gibson? Go ahead.
So, Mr.
Go ahead.
I'm a kind of, I totally agree with Mr. Gibson.
Goes
but I'm
back
just,
to your martial arts. Goes back to your martial arts. So, go ahead.
That muzzle teaches that dog how to fight, not just bite. In my words, he'll learn to grab you with his paw and hold your arms.
Yeah.
That dog will learn where to put his body position. It's kind of like a boxer or this MMA.
Yes.
You got grapplers, then you got punchers. So now that dog learns to not just be a fighter, he learns to be a fighter as well.
So does that, so
yes,
he's so learned. So what about the hand? You know, they whacking the dog with, does it teach that dog to, how do you teach the dog to go after the weapon hand?
So I began off talking about when I was a kid looking at the police demonstration. It occurred to me, if the weapon's over here, why is the dog biting over there? In the muzzle, you can teach a dog what hand is important. If there's an empty hand versus a hand with a weapon in it, what hand should the dog be paying attention to and addressing?
The weapon hand.
In the crucial moment, that's right. So that's one of the advantages of using the muzzle. In this sport world that you see, it's always biting the hand that is least dangerous. Or it's biting the leg. I heard you say, Clyde, when a dog comes up here, your brain shuts off. All you can get out of your brain is mama or Lord. Lord or mama. That's all your brain can come up with. It cannot process. But a dog biting you in the leg, your brain can still process.
Man, you got another leg
and two hands.
That's right. So the muzzle teaches the dog the tactic that is most effective in this conflict. First tactic in this conflict is identify where the danger is. Nobody comes with, there was a guy in a James Bond movie who used to have a knife in his shoe, but that was a James Bond movie. Ain't nobody coming there with weapons on their leg or in their shoe. They're coming with their hands, and they're coming with a weapon in their hand. The muzzle allows a dog to learn that quicker. It learns to engage where the danger is. Because if he bites this hand, go ahead.
It also takes the equipment out of your training.
Yes. Yes. If he bites this hand and I got my knife in. Training,
you don't have a real protection dog if you don't never get that equipment out your training.
That's right. And if he hits this hand where I got the weapon, then I can't use that hand any further to harm you. Mm. That's the value of the muzzle. Plus,
and there's very few of us that's going to withstand that bite and still know what to do while you getting bit. Very few.
Plus, the muzzle is the safest way to train because your agitator doesn't get bit, because if he gets bit, he can't work tomorrow. He can't pay no bills being all bit up. Mm. Also, if there are some dogs in some times in training, a dog can get confused and bite his handler. Oh, yeah. Mm. In the muzzle, those are eliminated. That's eliminated, the mistake bite.
Right.
So that's why it's the future, because it's safer and it's more effective when it comes to defense.
Gotcha. Any questions out there, anybody in the audience?
What do you guys think of the medical aspect of dog training? Or do y'all use a lot of vets?
I try not to, because the vet costs so much money.
Right.
So I try to be careful with my dog. I don't let him run around in alleys where there might be broken glass.
Right.
I don't let him play with the neighbor's dog because they might get in a fight, and fights cost money.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yes, you want to go to the vet, but if you do all the you know, feed right, keep them out of the sun, keep them out of the rain and ice and snow, worm them occasionally, feed them the right thing. And if you ever do get into this food thing, I'll just go right ahead right now and tell you I don't believe in raw diet.
Okay. Why is that, Mr.
Gypsy? Somebody can ask. I love that question. Tell me, what's that question again?
Say, why not raw diet?
I like that. Because food, first of all, in this modern age, there are so many additives that are put into the feed of cows and chickens and what have you, hormones and all other types of chemicals. The other thing is that once the animal dies, the very second that the animal is dead, metabolism or things start happening. You have bacteria. You blood that's old, it becomes poisonous. So you don't know what this animal was fed before he was butchered or killed. You don't know how long it took them to put them in on ice to preserve the biology of the animal. There are too many variables. Plus bones, especially if it's everyday diet, can not be digested and can create problems. Plus, it's expensive.
Yes.
Raw diet is more expensive.
Yeah.
Yes. So there are many reasons for me not to use it.
And most
my
people,
wife, go ahead.
Most people think that, like you said, Mr. Gypsy, that the raw diet that they're feeding healthier. And like you said, man, there's just as much preservatives, additives, things in these animals that you guys are buying this meat from.
Yeah.
That's so dangerous to your dog.
That's right.
If you're not getting organic, and that's going to be really expensive.
Yeah.
So if you're not getting organic, then you're putting all these hormones and all these medicines and things right back into your dog where you thought probably from the beginning you was protecting your dog from.
Boy, y'all going in on it all tonight, ain't you? Yeah.
I don't mind
about it, man. And I think, like, you know, I tell my people, when people ask me, what do I feed? What should I feed my dog? I tell people, feed a food that's affordable and accessible to you.
That's right.
Because it's not the food that's going to make your dog the dog he is. It's his genetics. You can feed a Chihuahua raw hamburgers, this all day long. He's still going to be a Chihuahua.
Hey, so let me ask y'all this.
Well, wait a minute now. I like Chihuahuas.
I like them too, but I'm just saying that food you feed him ain't going to make him a Doberman.
So
I understand.
I'm going to probably have to chop this up into maybe two or three parts. But I got one more question, and I'm gonna see if the audience have any more questions. But what is you guys, I'm sure I probably know this, your favorite dog to train for family protection and your least favorite dog that you just like, you know, not so sure about?
Hey, Gypsy, he say he think he know what our answers is going to be.
Your favorites. Yeah. I know your favorites.
I'm going to tell you what my favorite is. My favorite is the one I got.
Mm-hmm. And for y'all that don't know, favorite. You know, you might want to give them a little background on a Canis Panther. Am I pronouncing that right?
Canis Panther. But I also got had German Shepherds, well, they're European Shepherds, mm-hmm. and I also have miniature pinchers.
Okay.
So it's the dog I got. If it's a dog that I found out running on the road, skinny, and got fleas, but I picked him up and brought him home, mm-hmm. got them fleas out, I'm feeding him right, now I'm going to train him right. Okay. So it's the dog I got.
Yes, sir.
That's my favorite one.
Okay, gotcha.
Now, I think some dogs are, I think the question you were asking maybe is that if a person had to go out and buy a dog for
family protection,
family dog, there are okay. some breeds that's more suitable for certain things. So you have to mm-hmm. ask yourself, what do I want in a family dog? Am I just want a pet that my kids can go out and throw a ball to and have a friend? So you can get a golden retriever. You can get a lab. You can get a poodle. Mm-hmm. I mean, but the German Shepherd is every dog in one. So now if you go out and get a well-bred German Shepherd, you can do anything with that German Shepherd that you can do with any other breed of dog, but every other breed can't do what that German Shepherd can do, and that's have the ability to think and navigate.
So his intelligence is superior.
His intelligence mm-hmm. is superior to all but the poodle.
What? And
the poodle and the border collie.
Okay, yeah, the border collie, yeah. He's.
But the border collie and the poodle can't do that protection work.
Uh-huh.
So they have the intelligence, but they can't do and withstand the pressure of being a protection dog.
So Gypsy, the Canis Panther. Yeah. What are the pros about him in family protection?
Well, they love who they live with and they despise everybody else. Mm. That's as simple as I can bring it.
Okay. They love, and I guarantee you, he got some Doberman in it.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Doberman.
You don't got to train a panther to protect. All you got to do is say, good boy.
Yeah.
When you see something you like, you tell him, good boy. When you see something you don't like, you tell him, hey, knock it out. Knock that off.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Sharky, my wife just said, tell him why Sharky's outside. Sharky's outside because he sits behind my wife in her office, and he looks at the screen, and he would not allow y'all to be on that screen talking in his house. He's like, wait a minute.
What? Yeah.
Who is that in my house? That's a different voice. That ain't Perry Mason. That ain't Perry Mason. He know Perry Mason's voice, right?
Yeah.
So if all of y'all is talking, if Joe Church is talking and Clyde Thompson is talking, Sharky not having that.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they in my house? Where's their voice coming from?
Mm-hmm.
They done said your name too many times. Wow. That's a Canis Panther.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Hey, Canis Panther, man. If you move the garbage can that's outside, if you move it and it ain't in the place it was yesterday, they're going to let you know about it. They're the most hyper defensive dogs I have ever, ever come across.
And, yes. and your wife, Miss Lori, y'all still breeding them. Is there a lot of other breeders out there? But y'all would like the main ones, right?
It's not a lot because it's a rare breed.
Okay.
And I've always said, I don't want them to be popular. Mm-hmm. I don't want a panther in every yard. I do not. I don't want them on the police force. I don't want none of that. Mm-hmm. I want the church lady to have one.
That's for her.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's right, because it's gonna love her, it's gonna be her baby, right. But it's gonna be mean as a snake to everybody else that walk up there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And it don't need no formal protection training. It needs good boy or knock it off.
All right.
So that's just my personal preference. But like I said in the beginning, it's whatever dog I got. Because once again, here we go back to the Chihuahua. Chihuahua is one of the greatest protection dogs there is because of its alarm and challenge. Now, can it? Oh, here's a panther.
Oh, watch out there. Oh, that's a baby one of those.
Uh-huh.
I see.
The baby.
That's a pretty dog, boy.
5 weeks old.
Oh, really?
Five weeks.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I got a couple in there about 2 weeks right now.
Here, go and put that back.
Nice.
The Chihuahua is going to challenge. He's going to alarm and he's going to challenge.
Okay.
Now, one of the greatest watchdogs in the world that ain't a dog is a goose. The Chinese figured that out 1,000 years ago. The goose is one of the best watchdogs there is. So to me, it's not about breed. It's about behavior. Give me some alarm. Let me know this intruder alert. Show me where he is.
Mm-hmm.
Occupy his mind with that threat display. And if he don't believe it, give him them teeth. That's what I like.
Right.
And I don't care what dog it is. I don't care if it's a collie, because let me tell you something. When I was a kid, I told you about my grandmama, my auntie, my godmother. When I was a kid, my mother had a dog named Bobby. It's in my book. And Bobby was a collie mix. You know, back in them days, you could identify a collie because you're looking at Lassie all day long, every day.
Yes.
So I can't tell you what the other side of it was, but he was a collie mix. And Bobby stayed on the porch most of the time. We had an enclosed porch. And I loved Bobby. Loved him. So I knew the value of a loving dog. But one day, now this, see, we from Chicago, is on the south side, on one block east of Halsted. I can't even remember the name of the street. And the railroad tracks was a half a block behind us. So one day, we hear some noise, me and my mama, and it's in the bathroom. And we run into the bathroom, and here it is, a guy is trying to come in the house. So I told you, my mama, my grandmama, my auntie, and my godmother, they was all very good-looking women. So good-looking women, most women, get attention they are not asking for and don't want to have it.
Yeah.
So anyway, this guy is coming in the bathroom window. Bathroom window was right off of our back porch. Bobby runs from where he was into the bathroom, into the tub, and fights this guy out. Now, Bobby ain't never had no training other than what my mama told him. Go lay down, come here. Don't mess in my house. Don't eat up my clothes. Don't eat up my furniture. But Bobby was a dog that ran to the rescue.
Mm.
Now, did he bite this guy and drag him down to the ground? No. He alarmed, he challenged, and he threat displayed, fought that guy out of that window. This guy's looking right at us. We're looking. I'm a shorty. And my mama looking in the window at this guy. He's looking right at us. Wasn't nothing between me and him but Bobby.
Mm.
Brother, that's when I knew what a dog was for.
Mm-hmm.
That moment in my life is when I realized the value of a dog.
Yeah.
Love, obey, protect.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, when
that's
we was
the whole story.
When we was coming up, we didn't know a lot about dogs. But our dad always made sure we had one, more so for the alert. The alert, you know, staying in the hood, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and then I've been
you can't go to sleep, man.
Right,
that's right.
I've lived in neighborhoods so dangerous that you can't have a dog, or if you did, you had to bring them in at night because.
Mm-hmm.
The thing the dog, do you know the thing the dog to do that that they hate the most that'll get the dog killed? He alerts too much. So if they in the alley,
barking.
Yeah,
that's right.
If he in the alley or stuff at
that's
night,
right.
They'll kill him. So you have to bring the dogs
that's
on the
right.
Inside.
Secure your dog. That's one of my rules. Secure your dog.
That's right.
Don't leave him out there to where he could become a victim.
Right, right.
Bring him in at night. That's right.
Yeah. So, yeah. Any more questions for the audience? All right. Okay. Hey, guys, I'm guessing we probably, I don't want to hold y'all too long. If y'all want to go, you keep going.
Anytime you want to, you can call me back. You can get questions for the next month if you want to.
Okay.
You pile up your questions. I love questions.
Right.
The reason
right.
I love them is because I got the answer.
Yeah. So let's do.
Well, I didn't have the answer.
What did you say, Dwayne? What you asking?
I said you have in the chat room. You got a few people asking about where they can buy the book.
Yeah, that's why I want you all to give like how to get in contact with you, Clyde and Gypsy. Any websites, any books, anything you want to do, go ahead and get it off.
Rockofageskennel.info.
Autograph copy.
You can get an autograph copy.
I'll be getting one.
Or you can go to Amazon. Okay. The name of it is The Owner's Guide to Raising Your Pet Protector. It's not about training. It's about raising.
Mm-hmm.
The owner, and all these books, all these dogs on this book, these are my dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife took all these pictures. My wife is amazing. Huh.
It's not like having a good wife. I know that.
Dang, ain't nothing like it.
Mm-mm.
That's my strong hand.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Clyde, you want to tell them where you at,
but
brother?
She took all these pictures.
Oh, she did.
I am in Muskogee, Oklahoma. I'm on YouTube. CT's Touch. Horses/dogs. And I'm going to tell you guys, so my page, I only got maybe about 6,000 followers, but I got tons of good, valuable, free information on there. And there's a lot of other dog training pages out there with way more followers than I have. And I tell people like this, Jerry Springer. Get more views than Dr. Phil. So a lot of times people don't like good knowledge. They don't like good stuff. They like entertainment. They like clowns. People love a circus. And I'm not slaving for YouTube. I'm not out here trying to hustle for YouTube. I train, I raise, and I sell German Shepherds, quality German Shepherds, black and tan. I stay close to the standard. I raise them, I breed them to be good family dogs first. Everybody and their grandma got a German Shepherd now.
Mm-hmm.
You can find a German Shepherd. You go on Facebook, there's so many German Shepherd groups. Everybody got a puppy. Everybody got a dog, but everybody don't have the quality that I have. Everybody don't have the years in the business, the bloodline, the experience that I have.
Mm-hmm.
So,
either them or Belgian Malinois.
Yeah.
They got those. But most people, they're ruining the breeds. They're ruined, just like you guys, these Corsos y'all got.
Yeah, it's happening there. Yeah.
They're going to be ruined in a minute because everybody get a puppy. They want to breed a puppy. They want to raise a litter of puppies because their uncle's girlfriend's sons wanted a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have no experience. They don't even know if the dog that most of them don't even know if the dog they breed is related to the dog.
It just broke top 20 most popular dog in America. So that's going to happen. Yeah.
So if you want a good quality German Shepherd at an affordable price and a person that's going to tell you the truth and say you the truth. When you look at my page, my videos, they're all unscripted, unedited. What you see is what you get. We don't do overs. We don't do takeovers. I let you see the good, the bad, and the ugly. I let you see that I make dogs. I develop dogs. I don't have the best of the pedigrees, but I have the pedigrees that I need to make good family dog, good protection dogs.
All right. Hey.
I also want to bring your attention to the PPDA, Personal Protection Dog Association. You can find us on Facebook. Those interviews with the lawyers are there. I think everybody should make themselves aware. And then I have interviews with other trainers, Hall of Famers, Master Dog Trainers. So Personal Protection Dog Association on Facebook. And of course, rockofageskennel.info.
Right.
And you can find me at Gypsy Stratton. And I love questions. And my most favorite question is the question I used to get whooped about all the time. And that's why.
Why?
Ask your mama or your grandmama, well, why? You're going to get a whooping sooner or later. Uh-huh. But I learned to embrace that question.
Right.
Because I got the answer.
Right. Yeah. Your wife, she has a lot of content on her page as well, I noticed.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Man, my wife, 10 times smarter than me. Okay?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Now,
that's for real.
Yes, sir.
10 times.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, but I really thank you, too, for doing this. I knew it was going to be great. And I'm glad it's over because I've been having to digest you guys for about 2 weeks. Getting ready for this and everything. But I knew it was going to be good.
And well, I want to thank you, man, for having me with Mr. Stratton. Like I said, I am it's a privilege to sit up here and discuss and to be even categorized with you, Mr. Stratton. Again, I tell people all the time, man, I'm not a student of this. It's just one of my loves, you know. But once I was introduced and told, I looked at you just enough, Mr. Stratton, to know that this man know what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to know it all, but I knew enough to know he knows what he's talking about.
Yes, sir.
And look here, if I need it, I know where to come find it.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Dial me up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, guys.
I appreciate this a lot. Right. I do. I appreciate this.
Yeah, yeah. The real work begins. We got to record it. I mean, we got a legend sitting here, and you know, I got a bunch of respect for Clyde, and he don't mind sharing no information. So the real work starts after this, when we start promoting this video, make it stand the test of time, because you don't really get two dog men that come be as honest and open. It's a lot of I see a lot of dog trainers in here, and when I was trying to promote it, I didn't have a lot of time before we started promoting it. But when we start putting it out, we're going to put it out on platforms that we normally ain't on, you know, like Spotify. Okay. We're going to put it everywhere. So this going to set in time this day right here. And so, and I appreciate it, guys.
I tell you what, let's do it again.
Well, hey, let's do it. If y'all want to do it again, we can do it again.
Let's do it again.
Yeah.
Because there's always knowledge and stuff coming out daily in the dog world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this is more
I'll ask more medical questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, guys. When I'm going to end it here, y'all be safe. Have a nice day.
All right. Have a nice day.
All right, y'all.
Okay. All right, y'all. Peace. All right.